Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Who lives in the land of Oz, Emerald City, Wizard of Oz cast. Who watches the Oz shows for you and me? Dylan and Andre. Woo! Episode 13. Dun dun dun.
Kill yourself. Wait.
Whoa, no, whoa.
What is 13?
Whoa.
Like the executioner.
Hey, pal.
Whatever.
I don't know what that, the executioner?
Isn't that why 13's unlucky? Because it's like it's something with like executions, I think.
I've never heard of that. I'm eating pad thai.
He's eating pad thai.
This is a pad thai episode.
13.
This is tofu.
You got tofu?
No, I got chicken, but there's tofu in here. I like tofu, so.
Huh. Okay, none of what I just said is true. 13 has no relation to executioners.
Should we take it from the top or leave this in?
I don't care.
We're starting off on a weird note.
Sorry about that, everyone.
Welcome to Ozcast episode 13. This week we're discussing the hit show Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz, I believe?
Yeah, the hit Boomerang series.
Boomerang straight to video on demand. Only way they can make it.
Obviously we'll get into it, but pleasantly surprised.
I had a great time. I think if you watch this and you're an Oz freak, you're going to have a great time.
Look, if you're an Oz freak parent, run it for the kiddies.
Yeah, like if you're trying to get your kid interested in Oz, don't show them, like, any movie or, like, Judy Garland. They're going to be like, this is old.
It's old.
Old. The Wiz, they're gonna be scared of Michael Jackson.
I want Latina Dorothy. What's that tweet? let me find the Latina DuckTales tweet. I got it. No, but really, look at this cocky teenage Latina coming to destroy your fragile ego with a look. I love this image so much. Thanks, Frank Angonis.
And that's his friend or his daughter? Oh, did he put his daughter in it? Or is it just a drawing of a duck?
Is it supposed to be somebody knows? I always thought he
was... Nope, just a drawing of a duck he made.
Okay.
The lime is really good in this pad thai.
I love a lime. I'm a big lime head. You ever listen to Harry Nilsson?
Can't say I have.
To put the lime in the coconut.
Oh, that guy?
Yeah.
What did he mean by that?
It's like a tropical drink.
Put a lime, like sneak it into a coconut and shake it?
No, like you get a coconut, you cut open the top, squeeze some lime in there.
You gotta squeeze it. Yeah, okay. I thought you had to put it in there. Like a magic eight ball.
Right.
Like, hey, coconut, what should I do with it? You just see a lime and you're like, all right.
What's the first
segment? The first segment of the week is Oz News.
Oz News.
Oz News. Last week, I felt like we had a fucking...
There was a technological revolution.
A splendiferous splendor of Oz News. Meanwhile, this week, I feel like it's a dearth, a pittance of news.
Slow week.
Slow news week.
Well, you know what they say about the news? It trickles in like an old man's piss sometimes, and it flows...
They don't say
with
that.
With great strength, like a mighty river and other times.
They never say that.
That's what they say.
He's
about
making things up on this episode. I don't know what he's doing. He's lying to me.
News.
Goldblum. Jesus, Wicked 2.
Goldblum,
who played the wizard in Wicked, teases Wicked 2.
Jeff?
Get Jeff.
Oh, I didn't watch Wicked. I didn't know he played the wizard.
He plays the wizard. I'm going to be as surprised as you are. Well, seems like we both know nothing, Jeff. Seems like that's not news, and you and Yahoo Entertainment shouldn't have reported it.
What if he's Brundlefly in the Wicked 2?
Brundlefly. Goldblum might make an appearance later today.
I can't. Can you do a Goldblum? I can't do a Goldblum.
I can approximate. I'll get nearer to it the later on we go. Calling all kids, not a good thing to do, what? I would say you shouldn't call all
That's
kids.
That's what the headline says.
NJ Theater to hold auditions for The Wizard of Oz.
Wow, that's where we live.
Look, folks, this is near us. I'll be honest.
Should we go? We should.
If we're not going to audition, I don't think we can.
I don't want to audition, but I would like to go and show them the podcast and be like, may I be a judge for the audition?
Ooh, open casting calls are held on Saturday. Maybe we should go.
Wow.
Maybe we should go. It's very exciting. We're gonna see that play when it comes out.
You betcha.
Wizard of Oz on ice.
On ice?
Hits the rink at the Civic Center.
Where the fuck is that?
Amarillo, Texas. The Wizard of Oz on ice is holding multiple performances at the Amarillo Civic Center. So if you're there, you missed it because it happened on Saturday.
Sorry, Texas fans.
Texas fans. All right. We've got two more pieces of Oz news. Immersive Wizard of Oz coming to Louisville Grand. Did we do this one before?
What? No, we haven't. Well, why is all this Wizard of Oz shit in, like, the weird Louisville Grand?
I don't know where this is. A family-friendly experience that blends performance and audience participation.
Great.
Good for them. It's only $5.
That's a steal in this economy?
Audiences may find themselves cast as winky guards.
Wow.
Wow.
$5, that's freaking...
$5 to play a winky?
That's freaking pre-tariff prices,
you gotta pay
man.
Me. I'm not acting... I'm not pretending to be a winky for free.
I wouldn't be one of those vile creatures.
I'm a gump. They cast me, I just start freestyling. I'm Gump.
Sir, please just be the winky.
Oh! I don't want to be alive! I'm the Gump! Kill me!
This is book accurate. You can't get mad at me. This is book accurate.
You can't kick me out. I read 3 of the books.
How many have you read, child?
Oh, I'm eating Crab Rangoon.
He's gooning.
This is a goon section of podcast.
Right.
I'm not making it a new segment, because...
It's what... You don't want to overdo the Rangoons.
Also, miraculously, we had one fortune cookie when we started the show, and 1 week later, I was gifted over 100 fortune cookies.
Yeah.
That will not happen with Crab Rangoon, so it's not going to be a segment.
No, yeah. Rangoons are expensive.
But our last piece of Oz news this week, and then we can get into the meat and potatoes... Russell Wilson.
What?
Russell Wilson.
The
and
quarterback?
Yeah.
Okay.
And his wife, Sierra, throw their daughter, Sienna, a Wicked themed birthday party.
Wow. Who knew Wilson was an Oz freak?
Lowe's early Black Friday deals are going fast. Don't miss up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. And with Christmas around the corner, you're going to need more string lights, right? Save $4 on GE LED 100-count string lights, now just $5.98. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Russell Wilson, get on the freaking pod!
Oh my god, and he's the quarterback for the Giants. He probably lives in Jersey now. We could fucking go.
Yeah. Well, he tweets at Cynthia Erivo, you are beyond. She plays Elphaba in Wicked. Somebody comments, we don't have a lot of Osmonds this week, so
dude,
I'll front load it.
Osmonds are light.
Sienna is going to be a star at whatever she chooses to do because of you two amazing parents. happy 8th birthday.
That's too genuine for a comment on the internet.
Who is like, oh.
Russ, you're a great dad.
Let me post. Happy 8th birthday.
I'm sure he's probably very happy to see that, considering most other comments he gets are, you are very bad at football now, you're old, retire.
Go play for the Jets.
Go play for the Jets. Hey, let's do it. J-E-T-S. Jets. 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 I'm not a Jets fan.
That's for our friend Tommy, who's a big Jets
Tommy's
fan.
Tommy's a big Jets head.
So Tommy and the Jets. Tommy, you weird, but you're wonderful. You love Aaron Rodgers. You are watching the Jets on TV. You know you love the Jets.
And the Brooklyn Nets as well. Big Nets head.
Brooklyn and the Nets.
Nice. That would be Betty the Jets if it was about a stripper, right?
Hey, toots. No, no.
Not yet.
Hold on. Hold your horses. Hold your donkeys.
Oh, a donkey. What about an elephant for the symbol of that grand old party?
Don't say it. No, save it. Save it. Save it. We're edging you guys this week.
Someone's cooning to Oz.
Oh, Dylan and Andre.
They have to wait for the blank in the White House line to finish.
Oh, no. They ruined it. And I'll never forgive them. Let's get to the meat and potatoes. That was me this time.
Whoa.
Inversion. Everything on this episode is backwards.
It's topsy-turvied.
Yeah, well, this episode of Dorothy and the Wizard was called Ojo the Unlucky. Ojo is a character that is pretty deep in the Oz lore. Right. He's from book...
The 8, I think?
Yeah, well, he's from Patchwork Girl of Oz, which I think is book 7.
Okay.
But then he gets his own book, Ojo in Oz, which I think is book, like, 27 or something. So we didn't read that because it's only... We should have read book 13 or something, but we're reading the books in order. And we're gonna get to 3 eventually.
Eventually.
I read it months and months ago.
Well, you're probably gonna need to refresh that one.
Yeah. But so we watched an episode, it was 11 minutes long.
Right.
Of a frankly delightful little show called Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, it, like, pretty solid.
Yeah. Executive produced by Sam Register, who created Ben 10, worked on Young Justice. Mm. I'm actually a big fan of his. When I saw his name, I was pretty excited that he was involved with this. And honestly,
some voice acting talent behind, like,
kind of a stacked cast. SpongeBob and Patrick are both in it.
That's wild.
That's why we did the SpongeBob theme song. It was not on tune, but
were any of the songs ever on tune?
I was listening to Amazing Grace, the one I did last week. Yeah, that was so funny.
Yeah, let's pat ourselves on the back for last week's episode.
I just want to give a big shout out to me from 1 week ago. One of the funniest guys I know.
I was listening to it on the way here. I do listen to all the episodes and laugh at them.
They're so good. I'm recommending these to people I work with now.
That's good.
Mm.
All right.
Yeah, meat and potatoes of this episode, though.
Yeah, but yeah, so they... Dorothy, I guess, lives in Oz in this show.
We looked... This was like the 7th episode or whatever. The first episode was not about Dorothy coming to Oz. Yeah. I looked at every episode description. I don't think there was an origin one in here. She lives in Oz. Ozma's in it.
They call her a princess, though. Like, Ozma's the queen, and then I guess Dorothy's
below Dorothy her. Becomes princess when she kills a wicked witch. Right.
But anyway, there's this little, like, Augustus Gloop looking like munchkin called Ojo that, like, hey, you know, he's unlucky, folks. What can I say?
He's just not lucky.
His luck sucks. He keeps falling over and his pants fall down.
And what underwear is he wearing?
You know it's hard boxers.
Oh. Why do they have that in Oz? That's an American thing.
Is it? I always thought it was just
he should have, like, little emeralds on it or something.
Little thong.
Like Pinocchio and Shrek?
What?
Right?
I don't remember. I haven't watched Shrek in a while. Does Pinocchio wear a thong?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
Fact check that. Hey, Gary, fact check that for me. What did they say on Joe Rogan?
Oh, Jamie? That was what Carlos's role was supposed to be. Carlos was supposed to be the Jamie of this podcast.
Carlos, fact check that for me. Pull up Shrek the Third. He's at work.
He's at work.
There's onions in this. My breath is gonna stink.
Yeah, it's gonna stink. But so yeah, they're trying to like turn his luck around. They're trying to make him not the most unlucky guy ever.
Yeah, and Dorothy and the gang, they're all there. TikTok wasn't in this episode, but he's in the show. I liked him. I like that he's in the show.
That's good.
It's faithful.
Yeah. It's got you know, the fucking big three, Lion, Scarecrow, Tin Man.
And the Lion is voiced by Patrick from SpongeBob.
Okay, that's right. He's doing like a curly sort of thing.
Yeah.
Like a, sort of like a...
It's definitely Stooge heavy. Yeah. I would say, in a show like this, your main characters, they don't have a lot to do.
Right.
Maybe Dorothy's doing something, or maybe one of the other guys is a main character for this episode. But most of the time, they're just falling. They're just falling over.
Yeah, that was something I... Like, after the episode wraps, there's, like, no real lesson. You know,
yeah.
Like, normally, these kids' things, they're like... And, you know, the lesson of this episode is, like, don't... I don't know. Clean your room.
Most of what happens to Ojo is he falls over. He's not unlucky. He's slippery.
He's clumsy.
He's covered in butter, probably.
Well, there is the part where birds just rip off all his
They
clothes.
Rip off all his clothes, and then we get a call back to his heart-shaped undies, which I really liked. There is the Munchkinland Salt Hills feature in this.
What's that? Hills of Salt. Big Hills of Salt. I don't know why they even went there.
Is that in the book?
Probably not.
Anyway, so when we really started to turn it, on this show in a positive light... was Dorothy calls Ozma on the mirror.
Yeah.
Which is from the books, it's from the movies. I mean, that's in everything.
Right.
And we were like, hey, this is made by
a little bit here. A
couple of Oz lovers. Then Ozma goes, Dorothy, you're not in Kansas anymore. And it's a cartoon, and she looks at the camera, and I went, oh.
They're being a little cheeky.
I know this. This is for the adults in the room, man.
This is for the parents.
This is for me and Andre, the parents of Ozcats.
This is for all you parents that are watching cartoons with your kid.
The speed at which I'm eating this pad thai...
It's slow.
...means it's going to last the whole episode. We should have taken 5. I should have eaten it and then done the app.
Too bad, we're committed.
But we're doing it. Anyway, so that's when it really starts to turn around. They say that they need to go to the Fountain of Refresh.
Right.
To refresh
his luck.
And they're like, but that's not in Oz. Well, where is it? The Land of Ev.
Oh!
From book 3.
We'll get to it.
Guys, chill.
But they talk about the Deadly Desert. They gotta pass through the Deadly
Desert.
They
show the map. They show Oz map.
They show the famous four-quartered map.
Yeah, with 4 different deserts around it. Damn. It has the Winkies. It has freaking Gillikin Country.
Guess who else is in it? It's that beloved old King of Gnomes.
Gnome King! Dorothy, look at my slippers. My notes say, it's too small, it got bigger. Tin Man brought lunch.
Me talking about a certain body part.
My small hands!
Oh! Is that, by God, is that the Cheetos music I hear?
Boom, ba-dum, 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 boom, boom, Mr. Cheeto. Save America.
Bring us vaccines.
Bring us, right, yeah, right, from the top, from the top. Bum, 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 Mr. Cheeto. Bring us vaccines. Well, that wraps the episode.
Did we get Cheeto at the White House in?
I don't know. I don't know if we said it.
I don't know.
Hold it. Cut this part out.
Cut it all.
We've got like a minute of usable stuff here.
But yeah, they go
to the Land of Ev. They see the map. He has a so little boy. Ajo. Ajab. He has a magic carpet that is too small, but then it unfolds and it's big.
Hey, it's magic. It can do that.
And Tin Man's like, well, I brought lunch.
Tin Man brought lunch.
He's serving, folks. Bam! We interrupt this message with Dratch Hour. Bam, 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 Dratch Hour. Bam, 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 Dratch Hour.
I forgot this is how Dratch Hour started. I thought you were dying.
We needed to liven it up and get away from the real topic. We got to Tin Man Brought Lunch, and I said, no!
I got so scared.
They Dratch won't let out. Me see Rachel Dratch quotes. So, bad link.
Something you guys might not know about Rachel Dratch, she's married to John Wall. I know what you're asking, who's John Wall? It's Rachel Dratch's husband. He's a natural foods-based consultant based in California. The couple live in their New York City with their son, Eli.
Rachel Dratch quote, I started doing improv my sophomore year.
Wow.
Another way, you know what? Two for one. I'm definitely not up to date on the high-tech video game world. Why does she keep talking about gaming?
For all you alumni of North Michigan University, and I know you're listening, Rachel Dratch visited your campus on March 18th for an exclusive comedy and Q&A session.
We'll have Rachel Dratch talk more about video games next week, because there's more quotes about video games.
Wow, I just looked this up. Dratch is going on a women's-only cruise. That's a win for
feminists. We're going. We're seeing her.
We're doing Some Like It Hot to go on the women's-only cruise and meet Dratch.
whoa. Dratch Hour is over. So what's up? So how you been, Andre?
Allergies, man. Getting to
summer out. Everyone's got allergies. The sun is shining. I'm at the beach.
I would love to go to a beach. There's no.
Give me some skin.
There's no allergies there, and there's freaking babes.
So. They go
to Gnome King Land, and he imprisons them.
There's orcs. They're like big birds. Right. He calls them orcs. Tin Man says he got waxed.
Yeah.
Accurate to book two, he gets waxed in them. Nick Chopper. Was he called Nick Chopper in this?
No.
They're probably saving that for a later review.
Yeah.
They tickle their feet. I just said they found it. I don't know what they found. Oh, the fountain.
The Fountain of Refresh.
They never go in the fountain, though.
I think Ojo splashes it on him a little bit.
Yeah, and then they meet the Gnome King. Ojo falls on him. He keeps falling.
Right.
They fly away on the magic carpet. There's a really cool use of the ruby slippers.
Yeah.
Dorothy clicks them, and she's like, ruby slippers, put me on the carpet. And then she's on it while they're flying. And then they go home, and they're like, Ojo, you're Ojo the Lucky now.
Yeah, he turns his luck around, folks.
Yeah, it's possible.
It's heartwarming if you think about it.
My heart was warmed, as well as
my
other...
cockles were warmed. That's not even dirt. Cockles is like, I think, your soul or something. Let's see what cockles are.
It's a foot thing.
Is it? This is maybe our new segment, cockles.
This is straight up Rangoon.
Cockles are clams.
Yeah, I knew that.
That doesn't even make sense, that phrase. All right, sorry, guys.
Well, we should note Dorothy is a POC in this.
Yeah, it's woke.
I don't know what it is. I don't know where. I mean, she's from Kansas.
I don't know. Like, I couldn't tell if they were trying to make her a POC or if they were just trying to be like, well, she's a farm girl. She'll probably be a little bit tanner than
Ozma. She's darker than everybody else.
But yeah, I don't.
Except for Ojo's dad, who's like,
who is
wearing a sombrero and is like Latin.
Ojo's dad comes in for one scene, doesn't say any words, looks like if Speedy Gonzalez was a munchkin.
That was strange.
Which, also, Ojo himself is like a ginger, pale-skinned boy. So I was not expecting his dad to be...
Antonio Banderas.
The only Mexican munchkin, yeah. The last of the Mexican munchkins.
And then Dorothy says... And then Dorothy says, it's all how you look at it.
Right.
Thus ends the episode.
So, yeah, no real...
That's the lesson. Yeah, you know, I didn't think of it.
Just kind of twist stuff around, I guess.
Twist your words. Lie. Lie to the Gnome King. Say you're lucky.
Yeah. I kind of like that. It harkens back to an older age of children's TV without lessons. Just like Looney Tunes style. Just like, look, just fucking sit them down.
The Pac-Man show where they were like, it's Thanksgiving and Pac-Man's here.
Yeah. I'm Mama Luigi. Remember that?
Mama Luigi.
Oh, my fucking knees, dude. I feel like a catcher.
Hey, better catching than pitching, am I right?
Hey-o! What's the next segment?
Thoughts from my siblings.
Let's hear them.
I didn't get any this week.
Dylan failed.
Well,
one's right upstairs. Just go run.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll be right back.
That means it's just you and me again. I've been watching so fucking much Nathan For You. It's gotten to a point where half the time I'm not even really watching it. It's just this TV's on and I'm staring at it, but my mind's elsewhere. My life. Oh, God. My allergies are killing me, man. But you know that game, don't you? I know you know. Oh my god. I watched Major League today. It's fine. It don't worry, it's not a spoiler. It's not going to be by Wickedly Talented. It's pretty cookie cutter, but then also, like, yeah, it is fun when Charlie Sheen comes out and they all sing Wild Thing. That's pretty fun. There's weird racist voodoo in it. Nobody ever talks about that. There's a character whose whole deal is he uses voodoo to hit home runs. And then there's also a pitcher who's, like, Christian, and he's trying to convert him. I also forgot about that. He's, like, doing his voodoo in the locker room, and this, like, old pitcher comes, and he's like, you need to accept Jesus into your heart. But it's fine. They all get along at the end. They're all a great team. You can't even say Cleveland Indians anymore. You gotta call them the Cleveland Guardians. I've never seen no Guardian in Cleveland, but now that I think about it, I've never seen no Indians in Cleveland. Let's leave this silent for a little bit. You know, let's just take a moment to think. Nobody talk, just reflect. That's good. Duh, Dylan's back.
I got one and a glass of water.
He's thirsty.
That was why I was looking for that cherry cola.
Let's hear the thought from the sibling.
AJ's thought for this week is they were really interested in Liza and Liza Minnelli.
Liza Minnelli?
Yeah, they were like, what did Liza think about Judy Garland and about The Wizard of Oz?
I wonder.
But remember, Liza's in the Wizard movie. Yeah. So, and I want to review that one soon.
Yeah.
Because that's the Danny Thomas one. Everybody's in that was on What's My Line.
Right.
You know.
But no, that's interesting, especially because she died so young.
Yeah, and it's like, that was her mom, yeah. You know?
That must be weird. That's like the Debbie Reynolds, Carrie Fisher thing, but like, Carrie Fisher knew her mom more, probably. But like,
yeah.
Imagine your mom is just like, an icon. Like,
Liza's also an icon.
Well, yeah, but like,
that's the weirdest part is Liza was like, my mom's an icon, and now I'm also an icon.
And she falls over in Arrested Development a lot.
That is where I knew her from forever.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
It's so funny that was like, everyone kind of was like, that lady, Lucille too. Not everyone our age.
I remember I was watching Arrested Development, like, I vividly remember finding out who Liza Minnelli was, like, from my mom watching Arrested Development, being like, you know, that's Dorothy's daughter? I was like, what are you talking, this is an old woman. This is an old woman that falls down.
Dorothy's a kid.
Anyway, where comes that?
That's AJ's thought. Brian's thought is,
swing.
Here's one. I asked my brother, what would you say if I told you blue was my favorite color? He said, good choice, question mark. I said, huge relief. Some part of me thought you'd be like, no, that's my favorite color. You can't have it.
His favorite color is red. Deep red. The blood of journalists flowing through his sword. Wetting the steel that he uses to preserve the empire.
He then said, your favorite color can be blue and mine can be azul. But my favorite color is actually probably going to be Olo, the color of Oz.
I told him he can't do that. He can't even see it without the machine.
They're putting the machine in me.
He's getting the machine implanted in me.
I can see every color.
What color is this?
Osborne. Penis.
What?
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 What? I thought this means penis.
No.
What does this mean?
That you're supposed to put it at your balls so people look at your balls. And then you're like, oh, you looked at my balls, you're gay.
Oh. I just thought it meant you're gay.
No. I did the okay sign. It still immediately went penis.
Hey, look, I see what... The heart sees what it wants to see.
Okay.
Hark! What is that on yonder horizon? Cresting just above the Osberg!
Oh!
This is an interesting one, because...
It's a good show. It ran for 3 seasons.
Yeah, it's definitely...
3 or 4, probably.
I would say it's not...
It's not top of mind when Oz stuff comes
up. It's not mainstream, but also it's definitely got, like... There's definitely plenty of kids who have seen this. I mean, the YouTube... Kids clips that we were trying to find comments on YouTube. We couldn't find any comments because all the clips are on fucking YouTube Kids, and YouTube won't let kids comment. Let the fucking kids comment, man. Let them be like, I'm 7 and I'm watching this while I'm eating a lollipop.
They've got the worst, most evil websites in the world.
Yeah.
They're letting them run rampant. No regulations.
Remember the fucking Elsa? Maybe that's why there's no comments anymore, because of the Elsa and Spider-Man stuff, where it was like, stab yourself with hypodermic needles.
We're getting blacklisted for this episode, man.
Oh, shit, somebody just fell over upstairs.
It's fucking Ojo. AJ, are you okay?
I'm sure it was blue, but I'm just going to...
Looks like it's just me and you again.
AJ?
I would do anything for love. Yes, I would do anything for love. Fuck, he's coming back. You didn't... Don't tell him.
Toilet bowl seat, that's all it was.
Oh, okay.
We gotta get to all of our segments.
Right, we didn't even put this on the Osborne. I don't know, maybe like a 2? Maybe like a low 2.
I think a 3. One is Garland.
Right.
2 is like The Wiz and shit.
Right.
You know.
3 is... I'm like in between a 2 and a 3. I guess this is... Fuck it, it doesn't matter at this point. But I'm thinking like a high... low 2, high 3.
I think we can comfortably put it at a high 3.
Right. Like right at the cusp.
It's not on any streamers, but you know.
Yeah.
It's good. It's also good.
Yeah, it's good. It's got, like, celebrities. It's got voice actors you know.
Kevin Michael Richardson.
I'm sure there's fucking millions of views on YouTube Kids.
Yeah, I'm watching it.
We watched it.
We paid a buck. Like I was at a Zoltar machine. That's kind of what it felt like. I was like, a buck? Eh.
Look, I've spent $1 on...
Like, nothing.
Nothing.
Like, I've given, like, $1 to a guy to just be like, eh, say poop. Nobody does it like me.
Nobody does it like that.
Did we rank this?
What? We put it on the bird.
Is that what meters. What's this is off
meter?
The charts.
Donkey meter.
Donkey meter.
None.
Not in this. But you know what? We're only rating the episode,
not the whole
show.
Keep count. Okay, go ahead.
Donkey meter.
0.
Bimetallism meter.
Yeah. Let's see here.
Tin Man brought lunch.
Tin Man... Brought lunch.
2. He brought lunch.
And we got the bars of the prison the Gnome King kept them in.
And lunch. And lunch was probably wrapped in tinfoil.
Right, right.
That's 3.
That's... But it doesn't go that high, so it's 2.
So it's 2. 2 out of 2. Nausea?
None. I feel...
They, like, fell down a lot, but I felt fine. Great. The animation in this is not bad.
Doesn't look gross. Like, it's not, like...
unique. Like, it's that... It's,
oh, remember that thing we found earlier?
Yeah, we found something gross.
Maybe we'll do it next week.
And I am... Now I'm I'm excited to watch that.
Yeah.
Awful thing.
Zero and nausea.
Zero.
Disrespect me, though.
Zero?
Zero. Bang,
they
bang,
know what
bang.
They're doing, dude. They know what they're doing.
I know. I think this was the gay meter. I believe I changed it to pride meter.
Okay.
Zero? There's no trans people in this.
Yeah.
Yet. Ozma's backstory was not explained in this.
We think that Ojo might be adopted. Does that count?
Zero on the pride
meter. Zero.
Well, his Gnome King is acting a little fruity, but I don't feel like it tracks.
I don't think it... Yeah, I think it's just zany. I don't even think it reads as, like... There's no gay stuff. Zero.
No gay stuff. Don't watch this. Muppet Meter. These are
cartoons.
This is drawings, baby.
It's for kids.
Ooh, it is for kids.
It's gotta be... I don't think this could be a Z. Like, if you were charting how related this was to Muppets...
One.
It's got a
one.
Little something.
One.
Something. One is fair, yeah.
The accent meter... There was no accent.
I don't know. What do you define as an accent, though? Because we are getting the lion doing a little, like, curly, like, Brooklyn comedian thing.
Hey, I'm the lion. I'm from Brooklyn.
Like, old, old Brooklyn. Like a... Oh, rah, rah, rah. Yuck, yuck, yuck.
I skipped the money laundering meat.
Oh, shit. Hold on, sorry. Scratch all that. We're going to money laundering.
Scratch all that.
Scratch, scratch.
Did anyone scratch my dratch? Is that something?
Did anyone launder any money?
Yeah.
We don't know what Tin Man had in that picnic
Tin
basket.
Man brought lunch. Tin Man in that foolish tin lunch box. Why was it not a lunch box? Why was it a basket?
It's a picnic basket.
Because they were having a picnic.
Right.
And he brought lunch.
Yes. This might be a zero, too. Zero.
Nobody laundered money in this.
Zero.
There was like a wish and stuff.
Yeah.
Accents? There were none. There were none. Right? No, yeah. There was one.
I feel like
on the accent meter.
I feel like a guy
for the lion.
Yeah.
New meter. How about this? How about good meter?
Good. That's we haven't even
good ass meter.
We don't have a. I've just realized that we don't have like a star.
Yeah.
Meter.
Good meter.
How good it is.
We will rank this out of 5. This is our only, besides bimetallism, consistent scaler.
I'll give this a 3.
3. Solid ass.
Solid
3 out of 5. Good ass meter. Good
nice.
Meter.
Does that bring us to the zero
meter? Zero meter. Get your zero on.
This gets 5 zeros out of the zero meter.
Whoa! 5 out of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 5 out of 9.
Wow.
0 out of 0.
Divided by 0 error.
Undefined. We're not even doing impressions. We're just doing like mumbo jumbo on this episode.
This is a bouncy app. This is one
this
for
is
the
a
kids.
Mumbo one.
This
yeah.
is one for the kids.
This is what if you got a youngster pop what are they called? AirPods?
What?
AirPods? AirBuds?
The earbuds. Yeah. Pop
if
an
you
AirPod.
Got a If you've got a youngster, pop a pod in their ear canal.
Get your little son on your lap. Say, son.
Ring-a-ding-ding, sonny boy.
This is what it means.
It's time to be a grow up.
It's time to be a man.
This is my best friends.
Play this at your kid's bar mitzvah.
Play that funky music, white boy.
Did you say play that fucking music, white boy?
No, funky. Oh.
That would be such a better song.
Play that fucking music.
Is it time for the new segment?
Nah, let's blast some zents. Some zents?
Some Osmonds?
Some zments.
Some zments.
Osmonds. Osmond time.
Like we said, this is going to be a quick one, guys. We
yeah.
did not find a lot.
This one is actually not on a video related to this at all, but it was called Oho Enters the Amazing World of Oz. 2 comments that say, I used to go So proud of where you've come.
Nice.
XXX. And another one that says, Ojo the Lucky. You know what, man?
He's right.
You ain't wrong.
This is a comment from...
Speaking truth to power.
From Seth Thyssen. 6 out of 10. It's okay. Nice to see a new series of Oz. Kind of funny, too. But I still prefer The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, a Japanese animated series from 1986. So that's an Oz freak and a weeaboo.
I was explaining to someone about Glass Cat / Bungle, and it looks like poor Ojo's bad luck extends to discussions, too. This guy says they seriously named a character Eyeball, and then the book says, in some respects, Ojo is very lucky. At least he's not sneezing. Better than the Glass Cat, who is so vain.
Wow. This is a crossover comment for you true Oz freaks. Gray Griffin, who currently voices Glenda in this show, has previously voiced Dorothy in Tom and Jerry and The Wizard of Oz.
Wow.
And Tom and Jerry Back to Oz.
Wow.
Dorothy's Glenda.
Dorothy's Glenda.
This is just like how they got Robert Downey Jr. to play Iron Man and also Doctor Doom.
How'd they do that? They were inspired by this.
Yes.
This is a comment on the theme song that says, sounds like Somewhere Over the Rainbow. And then another comment that says, maybe it be on Nelvana. Nelvana is a Canadian animation studio company. So maybe it be on Nelvana. I'm not sure.
Was this made by Nirvana?
You know what? I don't think so.
Oh, right. This is like a Warner Brothers.
This is Warner Brothers. Nirvana, Wizard of Oz. Nope, no relation at all. All
right.
Nope, Nirvana produced the... This is AI. I don't trust this at all.
I don't know why people... What is he talking about? Like, so many of the comments we read, I'm like, are you alive?
Maybe be on Nirvana? Huh. I'm sure this has to be on Nirvana.
Why? 2 out of 10. I can't tell you for the life of me why this needed to be an animated series.
Freaking.
Probably because it's Wizard of Oz and it's for babies.
Kids. For kids. Babies. Dizzy do it? Dizzy do.
Time for everyone's favorite segment.
That makes sense. Dizzy do. All right. I
got dizzy last time.
I'm gonna get dizzy. You can ask me. The way this game works is I get dizzy and Andre has to ask me an Ozcast related trivia question. Can be anything you'd like.
Okay,
can be about one of our previous episodes. Can be about the description of an episode. I write those.
Okay.
The covers. You can pick a number and say number blank on the list. What is it? I gotta guess. You can do whatever you like. It's dizzy do.
Let's do it.
Dizzy, do it! Woo! Now I'm spinning. Now I'm spinning. Ask me something, Mr. Wizard.
All right.
That's what you have to say when you do Dizzy Do.
Dylan.
Oh, I'm getting dizzy.
What's your current record in Smut or What?
My current record in Smut or What? I want to say we've played it 8 times. I think my record is 3 and 5.
Oh my god, he nailed it.
Yes, I'm the Dizzy King.
Dylan has been named Dizzy King for the week. That means that he gets to pop the cherries.
No, it means...
He gets to pop a cherry in his mouth and go, I'm the cherry popping daddy.
I never should have brought that up. I can't trust the things that you say to me.
I didn't invent cherry popping daddy.
I know.
When you see my little girlfriend, you're gonna need a new pair of underwear.
Don't say that.
It's a Steven Seagal song.
It's time for our newest segment.
Wow, this is something.
The segment is called.
I would like to call this the Wizard's Gifts.
The Wizard's Gift.
Much like how the Wizard of Oz gave Dorothy, Tin Man, and Scarecrow a gift at the end of Book One, I am starting a new segment where I'm going to bestow Dylan with a gift every week. This one, I got
I'm
when
closing
I
closing my eyes
to
folks.
See the Minecraft movie in New York, and they gave it to me because I bought a.
This is actually awesome. It's a little, tiny little Pop Funko of Elphaba from Wicked.
They will almost certainly never be this good ever again.
This is cute. Like, this is, I'm like, you know, Pop Funkos are little passe now for sure. But I can still rock with one.
Yeah, I bought a Creeper drink cup, and they're like, it comes with this for some reason.
Offloading merchandise. Yeah. Get rid of this inventory, that's why. Bought too many of these for a movie theater to sell. People don't buy
Nobody wants that.
At the movie theater.
Nobody wants that.
You're going to the movie theater, you don't have A-list, you're spending $20.
Yeah.
Then you're spending $20 more on popcorn and soda, and you're like, should I throw in a little toy?
Should I buy...
little toy for me?
Should I buy a little Pop Funko of Elphaba? Is it a keychain thing? Or
yeah.
Is it just, yeah. It,
also, if you've already seen Wicked... First of all, if you haven't seen the movie,
yeah,
you're not buying it. If you have seen it, you're going to see a different movie. You're more likely to buy something.
Again,
it's top of mind.
They gave it to me because I bought merch for the Minecraft movie. I did not ask for Wicked merch.
Yeah, so it doesn't really make any sense to sell things in movie theaters. We were stuck in a movie theater the other day.
Right.
And we were just like, they had like a rack of shirts.
I know the exact movie theater you're talking
Why
about.
Why was that there? We were looking through them. There were some cool ones. Was that just for us? The guys who get trapped in a movie theater
they
sometimes?
They must just be so strapped for fucking cash.
I imagine.
They must just be throwing. It's like how GameStop now is like mostly Pop Funkos. Because they're just like, nobody's buying physical games. We got to have a reason to bring people here. But nobody's going there for the shirts.
And nobody... I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. That's Dizzy Do. That's our new segment.
That's the Wizard's Gifts.
The Wizard's Gifts. A little Elphaba Pop Funko keychain. I love it. It's time for Smut or What.
Oh, is it?
We actually got through this a lot quicker than I thought.
This is going to be one of the quicker episodes of recent memory.
Yeah, and we're going to probably finish up soon.
And we're going to cut a lot.
Yeah, this is going to be 40 minutes.
Hey, it's a quick one. It's a quick thing. We watched
it. Yeah, it was 10 minutes, the shortest thing we've ever watched.
All right, Smut or What 9. This is another special edition of Smut or What. These are erotic novels. More specifically, these are 3 erotic novels in the category of reverse harem.
Ooh.
Are you familiar with a reverse harem?
Does that mean a woman with lots of men?
Yes, Dylan has nailed it.
I've never read any like that before. Sure. Wink.
Wink.
Winky.
All right, let me fire these up here.
Let me fuck Oz.
Our first book, There's No Place Like Oz. The road to hell is paved with yellow bricks. I was perfectly single and content up until the wild winds brought me to the strange world of Oz. Suddenly I'm a hero who killed a wicked witch, and my dog Toto is startlingly human. A tall, gorgeous, dark-haired one at that. He's ready to ruthlessly protect me from the strange creatures along the yellow brick road. Then the scarecrow showed up, a so-called tin man and a lion. They all wanted something from me. And I don't know if I can give it to them. Not with the Wicked Witch of the West hot on my ruby red heels. At least I'll be getting some cute shoes out of it.
So true.
Our next book is Very Bad Wizards.
Naughty Wizards.
My little dog Toto just shifted into a man.
My little dog Toto just shifted. Whoa, mama, my little dog Toto just shifted into a man, mama.
A gorgeous, chiseled beast of a man.
Whoa, mama.
That was about 30 seconds before the storm hit, and he clutched me against his naked body while wild winds raged all around us. Yeah, we're seriously not in fucking Kansas anymore. There are male witches with toothy smiles, a man with a tin arm, and some wizards. Some very, very bad wizards. And they're all interested in me, romantically. Oh, and then there's Dorothy, the girl who's claiming that she's the good guy and I'm the bad one. All because the power to control storms sleeps in my fingertips. My name is Azora, Oz for short, and I'm a girl from nowhere, destined for somewhere.
Fuck.
Our last book.
Wait, read the first line of the second one.
My, My little dog Toto just shifted into a man.
My little dog Toto just shifted into a man, you fuck.
This last one is Oz's Delights. I woke up...
Oz's Delights.
I woke up in a strange new land. I found myself in a village filled with large, ripped men who called themselves the Hunchkins. And they had a ravenous look in their eye. Even my dog Toto had been transformed into a glistening bronzed Adonis. All three of them make Toto into a man. They all want to fuck Toto.
Why? Does it do when he has no impact?
The Hunchkins weren't the only obstacle in my way. I also had to go through the forest of hard wood on my way to the Emerald City where the big man resides. Readers, open up for more of the sordid details of Oz's Delights.
I think all three of them might be real. This might be the first trick.
Trick play.
But if I have to pick one, I think you made the first one. But I do think all of them are real. But I think if I have to pick one, you made the first one.
Dylan has failed week's edition of Sputter What. I wrote the last one, Oz's Delights.
No.
I was shocked to find two separate reverse harem erotic novels that both began with turning Toto into a man.
Read the first sentence of the second one again.
My little dog Toto just shifted into a man. Put it on a t-shirt.
My little dog Toto just shifted into a man.
That brings Dylan's all-time record in Smutter One up to 3-6.
I'm so bad at Smutter One, guys.
My little dog Toto
shifted into a man. My little dog Toto just shifted into a man. Get your dice out.
Oh,
rolling the dice. Classic. Hey, I don't know if Ojo's just unlucky with the bitches. I don't know if Ojo's just unlucky with the falling down and showing his little undies. Or if he's unlucky with the dames, too.
Right.
But I never had that problem. Oh!
Dice, who's your guest this week?
My guest this week, who we say was gonna be? Elvis? Is that what we said?
I'm on dice. Mama.
Elvis. If I may call you Elvis. El, if I may call you Vis.
I prefer the king, daddy-o.
The king.
This is fucking stupid.
I don't know how to make rolling the dice work.
You wanted the dice segment. You have
scrap to... it. Scrap it.
Okay, he got outclassed in the impressions. I'm so much better at impressions.
Hey, mama. Mamacita.
Kimosabe.
The trusty Kimosabe is here. The trusty Kimosabe.
You guys gotta go to the Lone Ranger restaurant. It's cheap.
For
it's
two
great.
Bits, this man will impregnate your wife. For two bits, the Lone Ranger will give your wife a child.
It's just like Starbuck with Vince Vaughn.
It's just like Starbuck.
With Vince Vaughn.
It's just like Swingers with Vince Vaughn.
These chicks are hot. They're red hot.
That's money!
We watched Porky's the other day.
Yeah. It's bad. Don't watch it. Let's do
this fortune. This broad is hot.
Let's do fortune cookies.
We gotta do fortune
cookies. Fucking. This episode has a weird vibe.
Weird one. Peculiar.
We're blasting through our old segment. Last week we said we usually don't have guests. I think that slogan can be attributed to this episode as well. You can tell we usually don't have guests.
Yeah.
The one who laughs lasts. Ooh. I think you're the one who's laughing, and you're lasting as an episode, a listener of Ozcast. We love you, and we're going to cherish your listener-tude. Keep pumping us in your ears.
I would do anything for Oz,
but I won't cast that.
Gibson. Mel Gibson.
Apocalypto, baby!
This is a Kismet or whatever. Is that that word?
Kismet?
Kismet?
Kismet.
It is Kismet because my one is also about laughter. Laughter and joy are coming your way. Hey, it's give coming your skin. Way, Oz freaks.
If you're an Oz freak, you lucked out with life.
You lucked out. You're with welcome.
With your life. You owe us money and all your happiness.
Anything good in your life is because of
us. Because of Ozcast.
Don't forget it.
Ozcast rules, you drool.
Hey, butthead.
Hey, butthead.
Biff from Futurama, from Back to the Future.
Bender, bite my shiny metal ass. It sounds like there's a dying bird. Alright, let's do it. You know, we got one more segment. You know what it is?
Our
wickedly talented performance of the week!
I think I can go first. No, I watched one of my favorite movies before coming here, The Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, I'm scared.
And you know who carried Texas in this election?
That fucking Cheeto in the White House!
You thought we forgot.
You thought we forgot 100 minutes in. No, I can't.
Made you wait for it, 61. Bitch.
You like being edged? This is how it feels.
You just got edged. But yeah,
we gotta scrap the whole episode, I think. I don't think this one's a winner. I don't think it's releasable.
Send it.
But this one is unlucky. It's unlucky.
But yeah, I watched Texas Chainsaw. My wickedly talented performance of the week goes to Jim Sedow, who plays the cook.
Any relation to Max?
No, he's like in nothing. He's in this. He's in Texas Chainsaw and Texas Chainsaw 2. And that's about it.
I am probably... That's it. Wow.
Yeah.
Huh. I do love Texas Chainsaw, but it's due a rewatch for me because I feel like I was too young when I watched it, even though I was 19 years old.
Have you ever seen the sequel?
No, I haven't.
Oh, run Texas Chainsaw 2. So good.
Yeah. Well, I'm doing the Mission Impossible movies.
Ooh.
So I started with Mission Impossible 1, as you would. I might give it. I think I might give it to John Voight. I don't really love him in it. I don't think he's believable. Mm-hmm. And in that sense, I'm giving it to Henry Schnerzy. Henry Czerny. Czerny, his name is, as Kittredge. And you know what? He's back. He's back in the new one. So I'm excited about that.
That's wild.
He was also in Scream. But yeah, he was in the first one, and then he was just in Dead Reckoning, and now he's going to be in the last one. So he's really funny. And John Reno's great in it. It's a great movie, I feel. Vanessa Redgrave is in it. She's probably on What's My Line, if I had to guess. I only watched like two movies this week, so. I could pick Meat from Porky's.
That's why I made a conscious choice to watch Texas Chainsaw before I came here, because I was like, I do not want to talk about Porky's or Ted, which are the other two movies I watched this week. I didn't want to talk about Porky's or Ted on the podcast.
Yeah.
Although the characters in Porky's are very wicked and vile.
Yeah, that's why I might give it to Meat. But he's not even the worst of the worst.
No, Pee-wee is by far the worst.
I don't want to think about Porky's ever again. Until we watch Porky's 2.
Porky's 2 the next day.
That's all we got.
Why do they call her Lassie?
Oh! He sucked.
Shitty.
Stupid. That's all we got. Wrap it. Let's thank you. Thank you, the listeners. This I know this was a bad one.
Thanks for sticking with it.
I know this one was a bad one. We know. We know. The short ones are not the good ones.
They're not all gonna be winners.
It's new material. It's an hour of new material every week. I'm tired. I went to work today. I was up. I've been up for like.
Yeah, I'm also tired.
I've been up for 20 hours.
I've been trying to check hockey scores this whole time. I can't get a fucking reception.
Yeah.
Thank you to the Devils for making the playoffs. I didn't think it was going to happen, even though you're probably going to lose.
Thank you to Tom Cruise for being handsome.
Hey, so true.
And still rocking the hair.
Yeah.
His hair looks like shit right now. Like, if you've seen a recent picture of him...
Do you remember that one picture of him at, like, a basketball game that went viral because he was just, like, fat and bald?
He's not even bald, but he needs a hair... Like, I'm like, he just needs, like, a haircut. It's like if you saw your friend and you're like, hey, buddy, you need a haircut. Yeah. Your hair's getting a little shaggy. Let me show you a picture of Tom Cruise right now. This is a new segment, Tom Cruise picture. Tom Cruise right
Cruising
now.
Cruising with Cruise. I'm going to give a thank you to Meatloaf for not
look
for
at
dying.
This.
I forgot he's dead. Thank you, Meatloaf.
Look at this picture of Tom Cruise. He needs a haircut.
Oh, yeah. He's got like a, what do you call that? It's like the Jim Halpert, like it's growing out.
Yeah, it's like a nest. And I'm like, he doesn't look bad. Like, he has hair. He just needs a haircut.
Maybe if he even just brushed it. Like
he looks like he just rolled out of bed.
He swept it back. Was he
He looks sweaty. What's happening to him?
Cruise is sweating it up.
I guess he's just sweaty and old.
I think it's just that thing, like, look, he's obviously in great shape, but that thing where, like, health guys are so health conscious that they just look, like, Tom Brady has the same thing, where if you really look at Brady's face, you're like, oh, God, like, what happened?
Yeah. Where you're eating, like, bugs and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, Brady's anyway.
He's never had a tomato. He won't eat tomatoes.
Damn. Thank you to,
Brady.
Thank you
Tom.
To Brady. Thanks to
Ashton Genty.
Superman. I love Superman. That's good.
That is good. Thank you, Lauren. Of course.
Hey, look, Lauren, big thank you. Thanks to Dean for being on our last episode. I don't even think we thanked him.
I don't know.
I don't even think we did. Big thank you to Dean. And thanks to us for being the goats.
Yeah.
I'm goated. That's all.
He got it in.
Five.
Just like I'm gonna get it in my lady.
And I'm the godfather.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
I'm gonna make Dylan a kind of like an uncle figure in my family. He's not exactly gonna be the child's uncle, but he's gonna have uncle like
it's gonna be just like Uncle Jesse where you wear leather jackets and live in our basement but you're cool.
Hey,
the coolest guys love Elvis and live in basements.
I love Elvis. The more time advances, the more weird loving Elvis gets.
Yeah,
but I think it's gonna hit a point where it gets cool again in like 10 years.
I think now if you're like an Elvis head, it's still a little weird, but I think it's fine. But like I feel like it's almost weirder for Uncle Jesse to be an Elvis head in the '90s. The early 90s to be like, the coolest guy there was.
He like just died, like recently, right? He died in like 79, right?
Yeah, something like that.
So it would be like if I was like, fucking, who died?
It'd be like,
it doesn't matter.
It'd be like if you were like, right now you like dressed like Amy Winehouse.
I like Elvis music. He's
a
good guy. I also
like Elvis.
He's the king.
Oh.
You know who's going to be our new king? That damn freaking Cheeto in the White House.
We're doubling up.
Oh, we did it already.
We're off our game.
I'm so tired.
I'm sorry.
Next week I'm gonna be rested. I'll be ready to do a real one.
I'm probably gonna get McDonald's after this. I'm getting a little hungry.
Could get a bite. It's early.
Yeah, this is early for us. Usually we wrap at about 4 a.m.
Yeah, I'm going straight to bed. I got to be up in like 4 hours.
I'm probably gonna get some McDonald's and then go play Oblivion.
Yeah. Well, look, people, if you're like, why was this episode bad as opposed to the normal episodes, which are good?
Honestly, I kind of forgot all the segments. Before I came here, I didn't do any work. I was playing Oblivion. And then...
Me too. Same here. I was doing my own thing.
I forgot completely that we have to do stuff before.
I was playing with Bubbles, if I'm going to be completely honest.
Dylan was playing with Bubbles.
I was playing with Bubbles. Yeah.
Hey, you like blowing bubbles?
Yeah.
Tell him I said what's up.
Oh!
Zing.
I feel like I'm falling asleep. I've never felt this tired on that.
All right. Dump it.
Wait. I gotta hit the ending line.
Oh, right.
As always, people.
Oh, yeah, see, I forgot all of it.
As always, people, if you're a little confused as to why this episode was bad when our episodes are normally good, just remember that old faithful stalwart of a saying. It's Ozkiss, people. You're not supposed to get it.
Oh,
I'm the king.